AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The shooting deaths of four Marines in Chattanooga, Tennessee is for now a terrorism investigation.
We have not classified it as an act of terrorism. Let me be perfectly clear. What we have decided or what we have determined that we will treat it as an act of terrorism until it is determined one way or the other as to whether it was an act of terrorism or some other type of criminal event.
Ed Reinhold at the FBI says they're still working on a motive, but Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz had at least two long guns and one handgun, and some of the weapons were bought legally and some were not. The four Marines killed have been identified, including Sergeant Timothy Sullivan from Hamden, Massachusetts. Police Chief Jeff Fansworth says the threat of terrorism isn't just overseas.
Unfortunately, as we know from the incident that we had in Boston, a short time ago with the suicide bombers there, the bombers there. These things do hit home and at home, and it's a different world we're living in.
The others who were killed include Lance Corporal Squire Skip Wells from Georgia, Sergeant Carson Holmquist from Wisconsin, and Staff Sergeant David Wyatt from North Carolina. Anthony Lord is in custody in the state of Maine. Police say the former convict shot five people overnight. Two of them were killed. The shots were fired in several towns in northern Maine. The seven people who were questioned in Mexico about the jailbreak of the drug lord known as El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, have been formally arrested. It's not clear what jobs they had at the prison in Mexico. In Phoenix, a mother, Jerice Hunter, is expected to be sentenced today in the death of her five-year-old daughter, whose body has never been found. A mixed bag today for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 33 points, but a big gain in Google stock had tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite closing out its best week in nearly 9 months. This is AP Radio News. On the presidential campaign trail in Nevada, Jeb Bush had an update on the condition of his father, former President George Herbert Walker Bush.
We know when my dad, he gets in the hospital kind of pretty regularly at 91. He's a little frail. But when he starts telling semi-dirty jokes to the nurses, we know that he's on the rebound, so.
The 41st president broke a bone in his neck. It's expected to take 3 to 4 months to heal. At the White House, President Obama welcomed Emma Didlake from Detroit. She is believed to be the nation's oldest veteran.
110 years old, born in 1905, and served with distinction and honor and received all sorts of commendations for her service during World War II.
Emma Didlake was in the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps and held the rank of private during World War II. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.